Chapter 2. Selene soared above the clouds with one thought in her mind.
Nath Dragon must die.
It didn't sit well. She'd have lost sleep over it if she slept at all, but that was always very little. Gorn Gratik had been clear. If Nath didn't turn to their side, then she was to bring him to Gorn, who would put Nath to death. Flapping her massive black wings, she streaked through the clouds. A year ago, she'd have been thrilled to see Nath go. She would have killed him herself. She'd relished manipulating him. But now, she'd gotten used to him. He was the only one like her, in so many ways a black dragon who could also be human. The child of a powerful and distant father. She'd watched many die before, but such an outcome for Nath didn't seem possible. He had become large in her life. She circled the skies hour after hour. She'd marched her armies through the hills and beyond the valley, on the longest path she could take toward Gorn Gratik. She broke through the clouds again, dipping below their midst. Parts of the green lush lands were all intact, while other portions were dead and broken. The battle blood of men and dragons seeped into the ground all over, and the world trembled. The edges burned. Elves and orcs were in full battle. Dwarfs marched out from Morgdon. The legionnaires combed the lands. The races were restless. Yet the truce remained intact.
But it will not hold with Nath Dragon dead.
She glided to the earth and took her place on a spire in the mountains. Her keen dragon sight could pick up anything for miles. The forces of good were being spread out just the way Gorn Gratik had planned.
No more Nath Dragon. No more truce. A new world will be ushered in.
Her black heart skipped a beat. And with a sigh, she puffed a plume of fire into the sky.
Gorn Gratik's will be done. I will obey. Nath Dragon must die.